نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah, we all heard the nightingale of the North Coast, Qari Naeem Sahib Hafidahullah, rendering wonderful tilawat of the noble Quran. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to address Abdullah ibn Qais radiallahu anhu, who was known as Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu an. They hailed from Yemen, and Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Aba Musa, innaka utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood. Ya Aba Musa, Allah Jalla wa Ala has blessed you with a golden voice, so mashallah, you should read more Quran Sharif for us. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to remind him, Ya Aba Musa, Zakirna Rabbana, that remind us of Almighty Allah and the Kalam and the direct speech of Almighty Allah, the noble Quran. So that's what we just heard now. Quickly, two lessons from which Karisa read, chapter 28, verses 24 and 25. Whenever we enter a certain town, a certain place, when my wife and myself were landing here in Durban, so she looked at me and said, it's time for dua. I said, yes. So she knows the duas now. So one dua we recite whilst we are landing, the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, when he left Egypt and he entered Midian, chapter 28, verse 24, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. O Allah, whatever greatness, whatever goodness you are sending down, we are paupers, we are beggars, we require it, we need it, Ya Allah. He had no boarding, he had no lodging, Almighty Allah blessed him with everything. So similarly, Allah, Jalla wa Ala, we enter into a town, into a country, many a time, we don't know anybody. For you, my honorable mothers, sisters, daughters, chapter 28, verse 25, when the two daughters went home early to Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam's house, then the father asked them what happened. They said, the stranger came, he helped us, he filled our buckets, hence we came home early. So he, the father, said, go call him. So much haya, my brothers, daughters, sisters. Listen to Quran Sharif, what Allah says, chapter 28, verse 25. فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء. One of them, Sayyida Safira radiallahu anha, came. Subsequently, she became the honorable spouse and wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. When she came to summon and call him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, her gait, her style of walking, G-A-I-T, was so bashful, so much haya, even Allah Jalla wala praised her. So think of our mothers, sisters, and we ourselves, how we walk and so forth. So every ayat, every verse in the noble Quran, so many lessons we can learn. Nevertheless, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, tonight we will divide the talk in three parts. We started with the history of Shaaban. There in Vellum we spoke about the first five nights of Shaaban, the first 5 days of Shaaban. And last night in Pietermaritzburg, I spoke about the 6th to the 10th. Hence, let's carry on with that. So tonight we will discuss 11 to 15. What are the important events that occurred in our history during these days of Sha'ban? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us in the Noble Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these events and incidents, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take heed and lesson? أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of intelligence and intellect. It is the 11th year of the... It is the 11th of Sha'ban. The 11th of Sha'ban. And we find the English, the British, you know how arrogant they were. They used to say that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Nevertheless, then they came and made a covenant, a treaty with the people in Egypt. And Muhammad Ali Pasha was there. And then they gave him autonomy and said, you will be in charge of Egypt. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا مِصَر. Do we even know what is Egypt, my brothers? Egypt is that piece of land, subhanallah. Allah Jalla Wala took Nabi Musa alayhi salam, dark in complexion, sheepish hair, and mentioned his Mubarak blessed name, the most in the Noble Quran, among all the prophets and messengers alayhi salam. 136 times his Mubarak blessed name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. He took the tinpot dictator of the time, the Pharaoh Fir'aun, and he challenged him on everything. Ultimately, Almighty Allah gave Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam victory. What is the land of Egypt? That land where Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam from Palestine dumped into the well and then sold as a slave, landing up in prison. The women tried to seduce him. So many vicissitude challenges in life. And then he becomes the minister, prime minister and ruler. And what happens to him? In the ending, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam now is waiting for his honorable father, his brothers to come. The same brothers who dumped him in the well. And Almighty Allah reconciled them to show everything will happen with the command of Almighty Allah. Lesson, my brothers, sisters, we have to learn. We can reach the pinnacle of life, but death is hovering above our head. Hence he recites a Nabi of Allah to teach me and you a lesson for posterity and humanity. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Anta waliyi fi dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, you are my protector in this worldly life. You are my protector in the year after, Allah. Tawaffani muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, unite me with the pious and devout servants of yours. Even there we want devout servants. We buried next to a pious person, alhamdulillah. Chapter 12, 101, verse 101. To pass away on iman and Islam, the divine prescription. So that was 11th of Sha'ban, that they made him, Muhammad Ali Pasha, the person in charge. They gave them autonomy in Egypt. On the 12th, my brothers, we're still back there in North Africa. The Ottoman Empire, which I'm explaining to you for the past few nights, they ruled this Ummah from Turkey for 642 years. The longest Khilafat lasted. You take the Umayyad dynasty, remember they ruled for 19 years, 14 Khulafa and rulers. The Abbasid dynasty, so 524 years, and remember 37 rulers and khulafa. And the Abbas, and you have the Ottoman Empire, Al-Khilafatul Usmaniyah, Ottoman Empire. They ruled for 642 years, 37 khulafa. What a great contribution. So you must remember the Spanish came with their naval forces and they wanted to occupy. You must remember Al-Jazair, yes, Algeria. The Ottoman Empire, their naval forces were there and they smashed to smithereens the 75 naval vessels of Spain. Imagine, from that time already, they wanted to colonize all these Muslim and Arab countries. If you study Al-Jazair, we've been to all these countries with Allah's help. You will know that the French, who talk too much about Islam and say Islam cannot be practiced now in France. They are the ones who occupied Al-Jazair, Algeria, for more than 150 years. This is the arrogance and the pride of the French, that till today they are not prepared to apologize and they are not prepared to pay reparations for their occupation to the people in Algeria. So think about our history, my brothers. Today you speak of naval forces. Who was the first person to take out a naval army, a naval vessel and go? It was during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda, the third Khalif of Islam. And he, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, came to him and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me permission. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, أَوَّلُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَغْزُونَ الْبَحْرَ فَقَدْ أَوْجَبُوا. The person who goes with a naval vessel in the path of Almighty Allah, for them Jannat is assured with the mercy of Almighty Allah. This ummah, me and you, we all are indebted to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was the first person who went and took the army and they went out with the navy vessel. And remember that he showed this ummah that we can use the land and the sand, we can use the water, we can use the air, whatever we can use for the sake of Almighty Allah. So that was on the 12th. On the 13th of Shaaban, Sultan Bahadur Shah. So you must remember, in 1858, the last ruler of Muslims there in India. And what do you see? More than 800 years rule come to an end. Muslim rule. Today you see what is happening in India. Allah Jalla wa Ala warned us about this more than 1400 years ago. Surah 5, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. Who will be your arch enemies and your worst enemies? Today you can see teacher and student, the unholy alliance between the apartheid regime of Israel and the apartheid regime of India as well, since the BJP has come into power. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. See, Israel is teaching them, this is how you deal with Muslims. You must make a statement. Israel said, we are a democratic system, but for Jews. So they say, Bharat, India is democracy, the largest democracy in the world, but for Hindus. You Muslim, either you go Pakistan or either you go Kabristan. And you can see it happening so many places. I spoke to you of Egypt. Do you know what's happening in Egypt? Where the greatest Qurra and reciters of Quran came in the past century. Today the Ministry of Education, remember, are expunging and removing verses of the noble Quran. You must remember from the syllabi and curriculum, and saying that no, we can't teach our children this verse, it has to do with jihad. And our children, our students will become extremists and radicalized. That they are the people who are bootlicking the Jews and the Americans. This is our tinpot dictators in the Arab world. It's happening in front of our eyes. But the Ummah is fast asleep. So in India, what's happening? In Bihar and so forth, if you know what's happening, Muslims, they're closing our madrasas and say that now you must teach them and let them learn the Hindu books and so forth. Largest democracy in the world. So see how they play with Muslim sentiments and so forth. But the Muslim today doesn't learn. So remember, after 800 years rule, so till today the Muslims are now being treated second class, third class citizens. You see what's happening in Kashmir of India. On the 14th of Shaaban, what happened? So we need to know, we go back to Egypt. There was the Suez Canal. Now if you read today's news, they'll tell you that the ships are there. Big traffic jam there at the Suez Canal. And the price of oil is going to skyrocket if it continues. So go study what happened there. So you must remember, it was on the 14th of Shaaban and the year 1869. 60,000 Egyptian peasants, they were involved in the construction of the Suez Canal. If you go and see it, you will understand. But as normal, the elite, they were the people getting, receiving the money, and the poor people, they received the crumbs only. And that is why Islam says, you cannot have a capitalistic system. In the capitalistic system, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. You cannot have an economic system where the wealth rotates only among the rich and the elite. The wealth must filter down to the poor. That is Islamic politics, Islamic economics. We need to present this to the world to show Islam is a complete and comprehensive guide to humanity and posterity. On the 15th of Shaban, Sultan Abdul Hamid was born. Do we know who Sultan Abdul Hamid? Subhanallah, he is known as Sultan Abdul Hamid II. Suleiman Qanuni, who passed away, Suleiman the Magnificent, on the 1st of Shaban, he ruled the Ottoman Empire for 48 years. And he, that is, you must remember, Sultan Abdul Hamid, he ruled the Ottoman Empire for 33 years. Imagine what great contribution. They were not running a country, brothers. They were running three continents. Three quarters of Asia was under them. Europe till Hungary was under them. Africa, North Africa, all was under their rule. That was the Ottoman Empire. So imagine these people. When the Zionists told him that we want to negotiate about Palestine, the Sultan Abdul Hamid said, we will not even give you the dust of Palestine. See, when Muslim had quwwat imani, when they had that real qadr and appreciated iman, Allah Jalla Wala elevated them to the highest of high. And today, when we selling Islam, Quran says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The true Muslim must believe in the unseen. But today's Muslim says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ. What is my commission? What will I get? That is the big problem. Even the wife don't want to do. She say, honey, give me money, then we talk. One day we had a marriage seminar. One old baji stood up, old man. He said, why must we, the men, pay mahar, the marital gift? So I looked at him, I said, who should give a long answer? I said, baji, that Haji sahab, old man, no pay, no play. Baji want to play free of charge. No free of charge. The woman also wants something. You must remember that. First part finished. Second part, mashallah, we coming to 15th of Shaban, Sunday night. And then, inshallah, Ramadan. Study Seerah Mubarakah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life mubarak and see. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. I just want to touch on zakat and sadaqat. Do we even know the meaning of zakat? What is the meaning of zakat? Zakat is not a burden, brothers. Zakat must be paid willingly, lovingly, sincerely. Allah juxtaposes and compares the two and see which side of the fence we are. People who sit on the fence are committing an offense. Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 100, Surah Wal-Adiyat. Allah is praising the loyalty of the horses. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَا وَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا. You read all the first five verses and see that a horse that a horse is so loyal to his benefactor and master and manager. If any danger lurks around, that a horse فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا. He will advance and attack the enemy. He will not retreat. How dare you come near to my benefactor and master and owner? When Allah draws the comparison, one side is the horse, the loyalty of the horse. And then Allah speaks of me and you. Oh human being, Hazrat Insan, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation, but what happened to you? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوتْ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. He is so ungrateful, so unthankful. When Allah gave me 100,000, 50,000, I used to come to the masjid. When Allah gave me 5 million, 10 million, I come Jumba. When He made me a billionaire, then maybe I'll think about coming for Eid Salat. The more Allah gave us, the more rebellious we became. You see, that is now the general trend. So Allah is warning us, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوتْ. Verily, this human being is very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. Does he know? Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8, and go read. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ He bears testimony to it. Majority of human beings. The sickness, the disease is ingratitude, unthankfulness to Almighty Allah. What is the cause? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ He is intensely in love with this wealth of his. He is madly in love with this wealth. There is no shortage, more and more. 100,000, no, put few more zeros. 1 million, no, put more. 100 million. 100 million enough, no, put 1 billion. That is human being. So how are we going to change this trend? So Almighty Allah gave us a system. The system of zakat. What is zakat? From our excess extra wealth, so we will pay 2.5% compulsory charity. So the love for Almighty Allah increases and the love for wealth decreases. That is the primary objective of zakat. Understand that? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ People who possess true iman, they are madly, intensely in love with Almighty Allah. And Allah refers to this. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ That the pious people, out of the love for Almighty Allah, what are they doing? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا Sometimes they are feeding the poor. Sometimes they are feeding, you must remember, the orphans. Sometimes they are feeding those in prison. So that was be our Ramadan, my brothers. You know the poor Muslim, so go and give him the zakat in cash or kind. You know the poor non-Muslim, go give them the sadaqat, the voluntary charity. Zakat means numu. The more zakat we pay, the more Allah will let our wealth increase. Quran says this. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ When you pay your zakat, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah will let your wealth be increased many, many fold. The love for Allah. Zakat means tahara, tuhur, to purify and cleanse ourselves, to cleanse our wealth and to cleanse our zahir and batin. The love for Allah must increase and the love for wealth must decrease. Swadaqa, everybody claims, كُلٌّ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَىٰ وَلَيْلَىٰ لَا تُقِرُّ بِذَاكَ Everybody used to claim they love Layla. Say, I love Layla, I love Layla. Layla say, no one loves me. Only Majnoon loves me. So you know, today our youngsters, he's going to get married now, after Ramadan in Shawwal. He say, I'm madly in love. So they will even mad, M-A-D, and mud also M-A-D. Therefore that mad, they will make a long mud also. I'm madly in love. You see? So you must remember that. So when they ask Majnoon, oh Majnoon, this Layla of yours, her eyes are not 100% properly aligned. There's a slight squint there. And her teeth are also not 100% aligned. So how come you love her so much? What Majnoon said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Tonight after the program, you go to your wife, say, darling, oh honey, you need my eyes to see your beauty. She will go for Mi'raj now in Shaban. So you must remember. What you think? Huh? So you must remember. So, swadaqa, every Muslim claims, I love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. I love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Islam. That is lip service. The deed and the creed has to correspond. Just now Qari Sahib read about Sayyidina Bilal. Do we know Ma Adraka Man Bilal? Do we know who is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, my brothers? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah, his father Rabah, his mother Hamama. And remember the first Muazzin in the history of Islam, wa Waziru Malihi. The minister of finance of the master alayhi salam, open Shama'il Tirmidhi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instructing his minister of finance, Anfiq ya Bilal. Look at the words. Anfiq ya Bilal. Spend, O Bilal. Wala takhsha min zil arshi iqlal. Bilal iqlal. O Bilal, don't worry. You spend from the public treasury. Give out from there. Allah, the controller, the master, the owner of the throne, in His khazana, in His treasures, there is no limits. Everything is unlimited. Sadaqah. Wallahi ma naqasa ma'alun min sadaqah. Open Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking a qasam and oath. The more you're going to give charity, your wealth will not decrease. On the contrary, it will increase. Go to Babu Sagheer in Damascus, and you will see there the grave of say, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Shan. Subhanallah, two muazzins of Masjid Nabawi, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, and Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, Abasa wa Tawalla, and Jawul A'ma, the blind Sahabi, our Qarisaf is blind. So see how Allah elevates the people who are blind. Do you know why Allah makes them blind? Do you know? So you must remember that both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi, and when the time came for death, both are buried there in Damascus, we say in Arabic, Dimashq. And in the same graveyard, I went there 3-4 times with Allah's help. Go to Sayyidina Bilal's Mubarak Mazar and grave and see Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَوَزِيرُ مَعْلِهِ and his minister of finance. Why Allah makes them blind? Allah says, O you Jama'atul Umyan, O you people who are blind, I made you blind. Tomorrow on the day of justice, I'm going to honor you so much. You will be the first people to make Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala, to see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Did we ever beg Allah? Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan nazari ila wajhikal kareem. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. O Almighty Allah, we beg of you, we petition you, Ya Allah. Let us be of those people that we have the pleasure of seeing your honorable countenance. We went to this country, that country, that country, flew through so all the continents of the world. Then you get fed up and tired, and now they told us they don't want South Africans also. You saw yesterday's news? They say South Africa, 120 countries, mamnu'ud dukhul. We don't want Junubi Africa. So one Baji asked me last night in Marisburg, who tell you, why they don't want us? I say, Baji, these people say, apne to napak take you. Too many variants here. Yeah. And what they say, Allah alone knows whether it's true or not true, that, whether it's pandemic or plandemic, that all you know. So anyway, let's carry on, brothers. So my message to you, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ Every one of you, oh my brothers and sisters, in Phoenix, my beloved children, every day in Ramadan, put a smile on somebody's face. How much money we bust up on futile expenses, extravagance. So we take 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, just give to some person who's not expecting that from us, and just see the response. Say, I'm practicing on the sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arab alim commenting on this hadith, the master alayhi salam was so generous in Ramadan, more than a hurricane coming. So he explained it beautifully, the Arab sheikh. He said, ma qala la illa fi kalimati la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The master alayhi salam never used the word la, no. I can't help you, I can't give you. The only time Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word la was in the kalima, our formula, la ilaha illallah. There is truly none worthy of worship and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu except Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final and last messenger. So each one of us, brothers, make this Ramadan 1442 special, that we rather be the giver than the receiver. Al yadul ulya khairun min al yadis sufla. In cash or kind, everyone, if you really don't have anything, so help somebody with something. Kullu ma'aruf in sadaqah. Every good deed is a charity. So imagine that is Islam. So we all become people who are an asset to our community. So make sure our zakat we are paying. See today, South Africa, we know, is one of the crime capitals of the world. Go open hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassinu amwalakum bizzakat. That fortify and protect your wealth by the payment of zakat. The more you pay zakat, the more Allah will protect you, protect your wealth, protect your honor, everything Allah will protect, inshallah. So my brothers, it's a win-win situation. Sadaqah, daily we should give. It will help us now whilst we are alive. Inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadaba rabbi. It extinguishes the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah. It repels an evil death. People send me messages. My father, my brother passed away on the casino table. What must we tell people? I'm not speaking of non-Muslims. I'm speaking of Muslims, brothers. So see, that is the reality today of life. So, and see Quran, what Quran says. Chapter 63, verse number 10. See, this is for Muslims. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was Ra'isul Mufassirin. He made the comment and said the ayat is for Muslims. Because in chapter 63 verse 9, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. So 63, chapter 63 verse 10, what Allah says? Wa anfiqu mimma arzaqnakum min qabli an yatiya ahadakumul maut. Spend, O Muslim, from what we gave you. It's not your business acumen and your degrees. It is the decree of Almighty Allah that you have this wealth. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولُ. Before death comes and sakarat starts, when he's in his last stages, what will he say? رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقْ. Ya Allah, grant me respite, give me extension, I want to give charity. At that time, the Muslim will speak of charity. فَأَصْوَدَّقْ, I want to give sadaqah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, I'll become pious, Ya Allah. Chapter 63 verse 10, chapter 63 verse 11, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When you sit with our Ustad, he passed away last week Friday, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sahabuni, Rahimullah, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran, then he used to teach us Lata'ifu Tafsir. Chapter 63, verse 11, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is isharatun latifa, a subtle sign. Your age Mubarak will be 63, and it will be the 11th year of the Hijrah, that your demise also will take place. This you call Ijazul Quran, the miracles of the Quran. So my brothers, there's no sense we wait till the last moment. We have the time, opportunity, now already. So let's start spending our zakat, our sadaqah. Everything must be up to date. Last message, my brothers, in the last 10 minutes we have or so. So we know tomorrow, tonight is the 13th. Tomorrow, Saturday, 13th, 14th will be Sunday, and 15th will be Monday. So all our brothers, sisters, children, you want to fast 3 days, mashallah, you fast Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. You keep 3 days fast, Allah Jalla wa Ala will reward us as though as we kept the entire month. Because minimum reward by Almighty Allah is 10. And if you can't manage, or we have qaza fast, so always give preference to our qaza fast over the nafil and the voluntary and sunnat fast. Allah will not question us regarding the sunnah fast, but Allah will definitely question our sisters and brothers regarding our qada fast. I gave you time, how come you didn't keep the qada? And then mashallah, the night will come, Sunday night, the auspicious night. So remember, this hadith is sahih, it's authentic hadith. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, who I met personally in Jordan, if you open his encyclopedia on hadith, volume number 3, hadith 1144, you will find he quoted this hadith in silsila ahadith sahiha. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala will forgive the entire creation on 15th night of Shaban, Laylatul Bara'a, Shabi Bara'at. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ, except people who are non-Muslim or mushahin, people who have malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. I see you, I turn my face away. No salam, no kalam. So, my brothers, sisters, you, daughter-in-law, are you speaking to your mother-in-law? I said this on the radio several times, many years ago. It's Arafat, we all in Ihram, we're waiting for time to start. One lady came, she said, I want to ask you a masla. I said, Ben, ask, no problem. She say in Arafat, can I make dua that this mother-in-law must pass away quickly? So imagine, instead of making dua, Allah Ta'ala bring and enhance the muhabbat, and they are saying, ko jalli uta do, khatam kar do. So daughter-in-laws, make maaf, mother-in-laws, make maaf, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart and Allah will elevate us. So remember, brothers, sisters, I beg you, I appeal to you, before 15th night of Shaban, today we got all the gadgets. You ask the youngster, what you doing? He say, I'm busy with my project. When I look there, I just see more emails flying to the females. So you must remember this thing. So my brothers, you got email, you got SMS, you got fax, you got 101 gadgets, I don't even know them. So use this to build the ummah, so that we are speaking to one another. If we are not speaking, we sever ties, and it continues like that. The hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, اُتُرُكْهُمَا حَتَّى يَسْتَلِحَا. Leave ABC's actions one side in abeyance, and XYZ one side, حَتَّى يَسْتَلِحَا till they reconcile. To reconcile is a prerequisite for the actions to be accepted in the court of Allah. So think about it sincerely, my brothers, each one of us, that we beg Almighty Allah. I always say in nikah time, is not the husband and wife must meet only. No. The husband and wife's hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. Then both of you will go in the same direction. And if the hearts don't meet, then always there will be conflict. You will say 5, wife will say 7. You will say 9, she will say 11. You think our wife can keep quiet? You understand? You know Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar wal A'rabi. One A'rabi, one Bedouin came there. Sayyidina Umar is sitting on the floor. He saw the Bedouin, he took a U-turn, he went away. Sayyidina Umar, whose khadim was there, somebody, he said, go call that person. So when the person was summoned, he came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar asked him, you came here and then you went away, what happened? He said, ya Amirul Mu'mineen, let's just forget it. He said, no, I insist, you must tell me. He said, ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I spoke certain words with my wife. I just told her 5-10 words. She gave me so many paragraphs. And she gave me a tongue lashing. I felt so hurt. I came here to your house. I could hear your wife shouting you. I could hear it outside. So I said, what Amirul Mu'mineen will help me? Both of us are sitting in the same boat. See the genius, Sayyidina Umar. Genius. He said, let's now, man to man, we discuss it. Who cooks for your food? You say, wife. Who looks after your children? Wife. Who cleans your home? Wife. Who stitches your clothes when they're torn? And who looks after your valuables? Who does? Say, subhanallah, one lady, she got 6-7 portfolios. Sometimes she just vents her anger and then just leave her. Let her speak. See. But we know, we will make more. Say, when she's speaking, say, darling, me, I'm going masjid, I'm going to make dua. Listen. Sayyidina Ali did that. So you must remember, his hadith in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, ya Fatima, my beloved lady, where's Ali? Radiallahu anhu arda. Said, baini wa baina ushay, we had some, you know, disagreement, he's gone masjid. Rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the masjid. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was there by the wall, resting, sleeping. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi yadihi sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands, يَمْسَحُ turab, removing the dust from the body and the clothing of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Father-in-law is teaching a lesson to this ummah. قُمْ يَا أَبَا turab, قُمْ يَا أَبَا turab. Mere jaysa aap jaysa ho, son-in-law is sleeping there, he'll give him one good kick first. Say, let me panel beat you, then we discuss. Akal bhi nahi hai, you know. Then we say, can he cut to gya? So obviously, tumne isko mara, to what must he do? So this type of thing. So brothers, sisters, I beg you, before 15 night Shaban, as forgive one another, life is very, very short. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. And remember to make dua. Did we cry for the people, 3 million our brothers, sisters in concentration camp in China? Our brothers, sisters, Rohingya Muslim, United Nations says the most oppressed people in the world. our brothers, sisters there in Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq. So they all ours. So at least one tear, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 15th night of Shaban, went into sajda and made dua. So go into sajda in your own house, or in a masjid, wherever you are, and cry to Allah. This is out of salat. Speak to Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Ya Allah, I beg you for ourselves, our families, our beautiful country, and the whole ummah Muslimah and the entire you. You hear the program in the morning? How many non-Muslims are showing interest in Islam? Today you heard that person said, I'm drunk, but I want to become Muslim. I said, very good. You become Muslim after you're 100% sober, you go to any mosque and you just go there at 12 o'clock. You will find somebody, but make sure you're 100% sober. See, even the drunk person, the other day the nun said, please come and give us a talk. I want to tell her, nun, if I come and give a talk, there will be none left there. You know, so you must remember. So this type of things. So anyway, brothers, sisters, my time is up. So we ask, and yes, we brought some kitabs. Our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and company. MashaAllah, all this Q&A, Ramadan Q&A, there's some copies there. So after the dua, you can pick it up, inshallah. Take one copy, don't pocket one in your pocket and all. So inshallah, make dua for us, make dua for the ummah and everybody else. Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah Mubarak lana fi Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan, and may Almighty Allah accept all our good deeds, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاك الله خير